Welcome to today's discussion on the importance of sulfur stable isotope ratios, or D34S, in aquatic science. Recent research highlights that many aquatic scientists have been relying primarily on carbon and nitrogen isotopes, often neglecting D34S due to perceived challenges in measurement. However, this paper argues that excluding D34S can lead to inconclusive or even misleading results. The authors present compelling case studies that illustrate how incorporating sulfur isotopes can change our understanding of ecological processes. With advancements in analytical techniques, measuring D34S has become more feasible and cost-effective. The paper strongly advocates for a shift in the default isotope systems in aquatic research to include D34S alongside carbon and nitrogen. This integration can significantly enhance the accuracy of ecological interpretations and provide deeper insights into the dynamics of aquatic ecosystems. Let's embrace this opportunity to refine our research methodologies for better ecological outcomes.